Share-a-thon 2016 just behind us, and here to share with us a follow-up from that, Joni Harwell and Mary Schmidt, and Kip is hanging out in studio with us as well. Yeah. I didn't call you Mary Harwell or Joni Schmidt this time. So.
It would have worked.
Share-a-thon 2016 this past weekend. What a time, man.
Fabulous. We had a great time. We ended up with a great number on Saturday. We had over $150,000 that we had received in pledges and gifts. One gift especially from Mount Hope Lutheran Church, which has disbanded in Shelbyville, Missouri, a gift of $60,000, which is a real blessing. But every gift is a blessing to us and to our share-a-thon, because every gift God multiplies and helps us share the good news of Jesus Christ around the world.
You're right. Saturday was kind of fast-paced. We weren't here on Sunday.
No, we weren't.
Mark was here. Saturday was the last day. Yes, it was very fast-paced. And then when the Nice family, the Wuhr family, came down from Shelbyville to share with us about that, what a witness to the faithfulness that God has given the folks who were a part of that congregation. I mean, they recognized that as their community got smaller, their congregation got smaller as well. And yet, as the congregation prepared to dissolve, they knew that the Lord had blessed them with gifts, and they still wanted to support the proclamation of the gospel.
And that is correct.
And they chose, they decided to take those remaining assets and use those to bless other ministries that would proclaim the good news of Jesus. And they chose KFUO to be one of those, to support the proclamation of the gospel. And even though the congregation is dissolved, they're still supporting that proclamation of the good news of Jesus.
Absolutely. That was the main thing that we wanted them to remember also, that in giving this gift, they are continuing to share the good news. They have, as you said, as the congregation has dissolved, they have moved on to various congregations, but the word is still being proclaimed, and through these gifts, it's mightily being proclaimed through KFUO.
Now, Mary, you are on the phone a lot and typing in, keeping numbers up during Share-a-thon, keeping us updated on the numbers. I've referred to Share-a-thon as kind of like a family reunion because of all the guests that come in to be here for Share-a-thon. But you get to talk to so many folks. You and Joni and Jenny get to talk with folks on the phone. Is it kind of like a family reunion in that sense? You're talking with all these supporters of Worldwide KFUO who you keep in touch with throughout the year.
It is. We have a lot of people who have been giving to us throughout the years, and they're very faithful supporters, and we greatly appreciate that. And we also have a lot of new people. We had a lot of new people who just found KFUO, and they like what we're doing, and they wanted to help us continue, and they decided to give a gift, and it was really nice. Actually, you got to meet new people, and you got to talk with old friends, and it was really wonderful. And I especially love all the stories that people tell us about how KFUO has affected them or affected someone they know, how their grandparents used to have it on when they were little and they would hear it every day when their grandparents would babysit them, or people who would call us and tell us that, you know, they were just switching the stations and they found KFUO and heard a program and they thought it was great and they kept listening, and and slowly it just became their routine. And it's really interesting to hear all the stories and how it has affected people.
We have just a few seconds left, but you were the one who, oh no, you're great. You were the one who keeps the numbers updated on the screen in here, what the grand total is. What was it like? We had set a goal of 150,000. What was it like at that, what the last, what, 5 minutes, I think it was, of the program to kick that over?
It was really encouraging because we had the gift from the church and we were still a little bit short from the 150,000 that we had set our goal for. And we kind of asked people, help us reach this goal. And the Lord really provided, and he gave us wonderful supporters. We are truly blessed to have all the supporters. They really called in and helped us reach that goal. And we met it by $30, I believe.
And we still have gifts coming in. And we want people to know that they can continue to send their Share-a-thon gifts either in the mail or they can call Mary or myself. And we will be happy to write up a pledge for them.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All right. KFUO.org. There's the Give Now button. Or real quickly, phone number.
For Mary Schmidt, it's 314-996-1518.
That's good.
Very good. And Kip, you got to be a part of Share-a-thon this year. Did you have fun with it?
Yeah, except it blew the heck out of my diet. I mean, we had all these wonderful pastries and donuts and munchies
around. Bakery. My goodness, we have to thank them over and over for all those delicious pastries.
Well, thank you all for your hard work on Share-a-thon. Thanks to the many listeners who called in and pledged their support. It was an outstanding time. I'm not going to talk about how many cookies I ate.